back. However it's comfortable for you. If you like, if you can hang with your legs long, that's great. But if you want your knees to be bent, that's fine as well.
Maybe it might be better if you have it under your knees. Yeah. Something like that. And get a sense of how you're making contact with the floor. How your pelvis is making contact. Is the left side of the pelvis pressing more into the floor, giving its weight to the floor? More? Or is the right side? Or is it even? Get a sense of your legs. The length of your legs from your hip joints down to your ankles and feet on one side and on the other. Pay attention to how your spine is making contact with the floor. Which vertebrae are making contact and which vertebrae are not. Which vertebrae are making solid contact and which ones are just making light contact. Is one side of your spine in some places a little bit making more contact than the other? Sense your two shoulder blades. Sense how your arms are lying. Do you prefer to have your arms lying fairly close to you? Or do you prefer them far away from your body? Do you like to have your palms up or your palms down? So at this point, we're just getting a sense of where we're at. And gently roll your head from left to right. Not to find out exactly how far you can roll, but to find out how easy rolling is in that comfortable range of motion. And pause. I think we have an extra visitor.
Hi, are you here for the ATM class?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Paul. Come on in. Grab a mat in the corner and lie down on the floor and just come on.
What's your name?
I'll just use that video guy. Right. Grab a mat over there, lay it on the floor and follow along.
All right, sorry about that. So now, lying on your back like this, press gently, press the back of your head into the floor and release it. And then press the back of your head again into the floor and hold it a little bit. And now, what happened to your breathing? Did you find yourself holding your breath, or your breath stopped? Or were you breathing nice, long, and continuously? Let it go. So now, we're going to focus on our breath for, develop up our breath here for a little bit. So what I'd like for you to visualize is on an inhale that your breath goes in through your nose, across your palate,
down your throat, down the trachea, and into your lungs. And on the inhale, see the air passing in through these areas as much as possible. This is not a simple thing to do. There's not going to be a test at the end. Were you able to do this or not? So just see the air coming into your lungs. And as it comes into the lungs, your chest is going to expand and your abdomen is going to expand. And see if you can feel that expansion on the inhale. So there's going to be an expansion up, forward. Your chest is going to come up towards the ceiling, and it's also going to press into the floor. There's going to be an expansion also sideways. And then finally, there's also going to be an expansion down towards your pelvis and up towards the tops of your shoulders. There's going to be a lengthening of your spine. Not your spine, of your lungs. Down towards your pelvis and up towards your shoulders. And while it lengthens also, you know, in the front and in the back, we're going to focus on the lengthening of the spine. Lengthening of the lungs. What is going on? Lengthening of the lungs. So on the inhale, the lungs, we're going to lengthen down towards the pelvis and lengthen up towards the top of the shoulder. And we really want to get the sense of that lengthening. How far down can you feel the lengthening? Can you feel it all the way down to your waist? As if the air was going all the way down to your waist. Can you feel it all the way up to the top and the back of the shoulder blades? So it goes up and it goes down. Now, with that sensation of length in your breath, can you again press the back of your head gently into the floor? Gently. And release. And as you do this, press it into the floor and release. Can you pay attention that you maintain this length in your breathing? That there's no effect. The pressing ahead of the floor has no effect on the length of the breath. And just repeat this a couple times. You can vary. You could press your head into the floor and hold it. And then focus on the breathing and focus on the length. Doesn't have to be a hard press. It's just a gentle pressing. You could also relax your head and then press on an inhalation. And then let go on the exhalation. That may be the easiest thing to do in terms of maintaining that sense of length. But you could also try the opposite, which is on the exhalation, pressing the back of the head gently into the floor. All the while keeping this length in your breathing. Easy breathing, length. So you focus on the air going down towards your pelvis and up to the tops of your shoulders. And now leave that. Leave the pressing, but maintain this focus on the breathing. So we're going to be doing this for the duration of the lesson. as you inhale, can you get a sense that not only do your lungs lengthen, but that your spine lengthens as well? That your head lengthens up towards the back of the room, and that maybe your feet even gently, just a little, lengthen towards me. If you can't sense it, you could imagine it. This, getting the sensation of the head lengthening on the floor towards the back of the room is a little bit easier to get. It happens on an inhale. Take one of your hands, or both of your hands, if you're so inclined. And it may not be, some of us don't have it, but if you put your hands on the top of your head and maybe grab a little bit of hair with your hands, or put your hands just on the side and let the fingertips touch a little bit of the scalp, if that's also another option. But with your hands, grab the top of your head and just grab your hair at the top of your head or on the side, you know, with your fingertips, hold onto your scalp. And now on your inhale, on the inhale, pull a little bit with your hands. So as you lengthen your lungs, your hands are pulling your head on the floor above you. Gently. So all you're trying to do here with your hands is help accentuate the sense of length in your spine. So as you inhale, you pull gently. You don't want to pull so much that you actually create a stretch, because we don't want to invoke a stretch reflex. You want to pull just a little bit, so that you can create this length that would be the length that your spine would have and your torso would have if there was an absence of effort. And then bring your hands down again. And see if you can maintain now that length on the inhalation, if that length, that sense of length, the head lengthening away, is clearer on the inhale. What parts of your spine are inhibiting the lengthening process? For me, when I did this, it's basically the region of the front of my throat and the vertebrae on the back where the neck comes into the shoulders, around C7. So as you continue to do this now, try focusing on the exhalation now. And on the exhalation, can you continue to maintain length? Length in your spine, your head, and your pelvis distancing themselves as you exhale.
continue to maintain this ease of breathing, this lengthening of your lungs, and visualizing the length of your spine, can you now think of lifting your head from the floor? Or better, lightening the weight of your head from the floor. So as you begin to think of doing that, immediately the first thing that happened, for me, the first thing that happened is, oh, there goes my breath. There goes the length. I just shortened in my spine. But it actually is possible to lift the head while the spine is lengthening, while the breath maintains uninterrupted. See if you can imagine on an inhale, your head lengthening up along the floor to the back of the room, and then towards the end of the inhale, just a light lightening of the weight of the head, or the head gently lifting. So that there's a sense of length as the head lightens or lifts, and it doesn't inhibit the breathing. All right, and stop that. Just pause. It's a lot of just let go of the breath, let go of everything, just melt into the floor. There's many different kinds of awareness through movement lessons. And some are fairly active, where there's a lot of movements and a variety of movements, and you're doing swinging things or rolling things and stuff like that. And there are other ATM lessons that are far more quiet, and you're not really doing much, but you are, you know, you're maintaining this constant sense of awareness through yourself. And I don't know if you'd call this is the kind of lesson that we're doing right now. I don't know if you'd call these lessons more advanced lessons or what, but both kinds of lessons are wonderful, and they each have their own, you know, sense of effect. And so even if you're having a hard time with paying attention, maintaining this awareness to the breath, maintaining the lengthening of the lungs while the spine stays long, all this stuff, I would just, if you're having a hard time with it, just stay with it a little bit. All right. So now let's reinvigorate the sense of lengthening in the lungs. So that on the inhale, the lungs go down to the pelvis, up towards the shoulders, you feel them lengthening. And that the spine is long, particularly on the inhale. It's easiest on the inhale. And now, with your arms, bring your arms a little closer to your body, those of you that have your arms really far away. Just somewhere relatively close to your body. And now, press your right shoulder blade into the floor. As you breathe, maintaining the length, and as you maintain the length of the spine, press the shoulder blade and release it. And then press the shoulder blade and release it. And so the task here, you can press gently or you can press really hard, but the task is that as you press, you do not affect the breath, the lengthening of the breath, and you do not interfere with the sense of length in the spine. So, if you press your right shoulder blade, and you can press and release, but if you press your right shoulder blade extremely hard into the floor, you're not going to be able to maintain a sense of, you're not going to be able to maintain that sense of length in the breathing. So, find a way to press that shoulder blade into the floor gently and focus on maintaining the length in the lungs and in the spine. And now lift the shoulder blade gently from the floor and do the same thing. So the right shoulder blade lightens its contact with the floor, can come off the floor. But you maintain a sense of length. It's almost like your primary awareness is the length. And the secondary thing is like, oh yeah, I'm also lifting the shoulder. And you can lift the shoulder and hold it up and take a number of breaths while the shoulder is held up. When you lift the shoulder, you might want to keep the elbow and the hand like on the floor, because then you have less weight. Your body has less weight to lift up. So you could hold your shoulder and take a couple breaths. Or you could just lift your shoulder on an inhalation and lower it on an exhalation. Or lift it on an exhalation. So there's a sense of, in Feldenkrais lessons, there's always a sense of experimentation and play. You know, there's someone giving direction, but really it's a process where when you're on the floor doing these lessons, you're also directing yourself. So now, as you lift the right shoulder, can you press the left shoulder into the floor? And then lower the right shoulder and lift the left shoulder. All the while doing a small movement so that you maintain the sense of length and your spine stays long. So alternate a little bit, one shoulder up, the other shoulder down. Can you lift now both shoulders away from the ground? So lift both shoulders or lighten the contact of both shoulders, but maintaining the breath. You're not holding your breath. There's nothing interrupting your breath. Your breath is as free and as easy as it is when you're just lying on the floor. Press both shoulder blades into the floor. And see that your breath is not interrupted here. That the length of your spine is free. That's not a proper English sentence. I apologize. The length of your spine is free. That's not good. My wife is laughing. And maybe you can find that with lifting one shoulder, it's easy to maintain that sense of length, but lifting the other shoulder, it's not. Or that pressing is easier than lifting, or vice versa. When you lift the shoulders, you have to activate your pectoral muscles. And your pectoral muscles, when they're activated, can inhibit certain parts of the chest from moving. And it's pretty clear the chest needs to be able to move in order to breathe. But can you find a way to maybe reduce the effort, to make it just a little bit easier? And then let's just pause and let it go, and not stress about being long all the frickin' time. Gently roll your head from side to side. Again, not to see how far you can roll, but just to get a sense of how easy is it to roll in a comfortable range of motion. How lubricated is the neck, the spine, and then pause. Get a sense, we started off just scanning our contact with the floor. Has anything changed now? So you can pause with the rolling of the head. Has anything changed now? Are you maybe making slightly different contact with the floor? Is your awareness of your spine different? All right, so we're going to continue with this theme. Some of us have rollers under the knees, and that's great. What we're going to do is, and you can totally do it with rollers under the knees, is we're gonna lift our legs. I don't want you to do it right now, but I'm just like letting you know. So what I want to make sure is that no one does. You're not allowed to do any movements that are uncomfortable. So if it's uncomfortable to lift a leg or to do anything here, don't do it. But what you can do instead is you can visualize doing it. So you could just think about lifting the leg. You could imagine you're lifting your leg, or whatever other movement it is that may be difficult. And you'll be surprised to find out what the benefits of doing that are. Okay, so let's now reinvigorate the breath. Let's get this sense of, on the inhalation, the lungs lengthen down and up. Apparently, according to anatomy textbooks, the lungs can go on an inhalation. The lungs can fill up all the way down to almost the bottom of the waist in the back. Can you feel that? There's a whole another suite of Feldenkrais lessons just intended to get you to feel this. Okay, so now reestablishing that length through the breath, feeling the head and the spine lengthening on that inhale, maintaining that length on the exhale. Can you press your right leg into the floor gently? And press it and release it. And pay attention again. This is the game that we're playing. Pay attention that you maintain the length in the breathing and that you maintain the length in the spine. And switch it to the other leg. Press the left leg into the floor, maintaining that length of breath and the length in the spine. Is it easier on one leg to do it and maintain the length than it is on the other? Switch back to the right leg, pressing the right leg into the floor. And now lift the right leg. And when I say lift the right leg, I could also have said lighten the load of the right leg. So lift the right leg and lower it. And see that the process of lifting the leg does not interfere with the lengthening of the lungs, does not interfere with the process of your breath. So we could all just jack our legs straight up into the air, but we would be forced to stop breathing momentarily. So the idea is, can you just lift your leg a little bit off of the floor, yet maintain the length? And again, there's a number of different options. You could lift your leg on an inhalation and lower it on an exhalation. Try that a couple times. Again, maintaining this focus of length. You could also try lifting your leg on the exhalation and lowering it on the inhalation. It's a little bit harder because the inhalation is the thing that gives us more of a, gives the nervous system more of a sensation of length. Switch legs. So if you're doing it with your right leg, try it with your left.
Try it with your right. Play a little bit and see what it is that what you find. And see if in the process of doing this you start developing a greater something is changing within you. Okay. And now as you lift one leg, lift the right leg, press the left into the floor. Again, with a sense of maintaining that length. And then switch it around. Alternate. And you can hold the legs up there, or you can just alternate them back and forth. But again, you can maintain the sense of length. The head is moving away towards the floor and back of you, and your pelvis is coming down towards you. Try pressing both legs into the floor. Press. And you'll notice that something happens as you press your legs into the floor. Something happens with your pelvis. Your pelvis is going to move a little bit, and the spine of your low back is going to adjust. But can you continue to maintain length? So when Baryshnikov, you know, or Anuriev is dancing a ballet, their spine is moving, they're twisting, they're bending, they're turning, yet they're constantly maintaining length. All right. Let's let it all go. In my training for being a Feldenkrais practitioner, and I'm almost done with it, but in my training, this lesson, it's called Breathing Rhythmically. And it's a lesson that Moshe Feldenkrais taught in Israel. People aren't exactly sure when. But it was a lesson that was taught twice in my training by two different instructors. And it had a profound... it had a profound impact on me. It left, you know, there's some ATM lessons. So for some of you, this is your first time doing an ATM lesson. For others, you've done many, many, many. But, you know, when you do a couple ATM lessons, you find that some leave a profound impact. And others, you're like, yeah, that was nice, that was cool, whatever. You know, so this is one for me that stayed with me. Okay, so let's reestablish that lengthening in the breath. And getting that sense of a long spine, a long torso, the head and the pelvis moving away from each other, or the head and the feet moving away from each other. And now, can you press the right side of your rib cage into the floor a little bit? So gently press the right side of your rib cage. But, of course, as you do it, see if you can maintain that sense of length
in your spine and in your lungs. That you do not inhibit the breathing. And switch and try pressing the left side of your ribcage into the floor. Again, your torso is going to move. You have to move your torso. Your ribcage has to move to do this. Yet it's possible to do it while maintaining length. Switch back to the right side. So notice when you lift the right side into the floor, the left side has to lift. And then lift the left side, or press the left side, and then the right side has to lift. All the while maintaining that weight. So I keep giving instructions on things to press and lift. What you want to do is make sure you get that sense of, maintain the sense of light by those things. Alright. So now we're going to roll over onto our stomachs. Leave it, and let's roll over onto our stomachs. And it's a little difficult to. Imagine someone's taking your middle finger on the right hand and just pulling it up. That's that effective breath. Can you have that sensation where the right arm lengthens on the floor without interrupting the breath? Do you even have it that someone took your middle finger, but then they started pulling, lengthening your hand up above you, but then they grabbed your hand and they also not just lengthened it, but lifted it. Lifted it just a centimeter or an inch into the air. And it's not just the hand, it's the entire arm. So it lengthens. Your arm out and then lifting your arm. But as you do this movement, it doesn't affect your breath. Your breath is nice and calm and easy. So if someone lifts your arm and then you lower it. So it's like a reaching forward with the arm. And then at the end of the reach, it lifts a little bit, and then you lower it. And all the while, you maintain a long length in the breath and lengthen the spine. Now, let's do the other arm. Switch arms. So, get a sense of length in the left arm. Lengthening in the left arm. Someone is pulling your hand, pulling your fingers long above you. And then, at the end, you just gently the arm lifts. And it only needs to lift a millimeter. But what you want to make sure of is that it doesn't affect your breathing. How can you lift your arm so that this nice free sense of lengthening in your breath can occur? Now, think of reaching with your right arm and lengthening your right arm, but also reaching with your left leg below you and lengthening the left leg. Raise it. So diagonal arm and leg, right arm, left leg, lower and lower it. So we don't need to hold it up there, but lower it. Or once you have it, then you can leave it up and do some breathing like that. But really, you want to just get a sense of lifting it just an inch, but maintaining the breath. If you feel like you're holding in your chest or there's something interfering the lengthening of the lungs, then try doing a little bit less. Switch arms and switch legs. So the left arm lengthens out away from you, while the right leg moves down away from you. And get that sense going before you lift both the arm and the leg. And all the while, the constraint here is you're to keep the focus on the lengthening. The lungs inhaling, lengthening down towards your waist and up towards your shoulder. And your spine staying long. Now, can you press your right arm, only your right arm, can you press the right arm into the floor? And again, so the elbow and the wrist and the shoulder and the arm are going to be pressing into the floor. But again, don't allow this to affect your breathing. The sense of length in the breath. Now leave that and press the left arm into the floor. And keeping that breath going. And now press the right arm again into the floor, but press also the right arm and the left leg at the same time. So again, we're working on these diagonals here. There's going to be a diagonal going across your torso. But keep your breath long. Keep the lungs inhaling long down towards you. There's no interruption. There's nothing that would tell your lungs that you're doing some activity. Switch sides. So press with your left arm and your right leg. Try pressing with both arms. All the while breathing, getting a sense of length all the way down to your waist. Now lift both arms. But maintain that sense of ease of breath. This is very difficult to do. It's very difficult to do. Don't shortchange yourself. Don't try and reach a goal. that nice long sense in breath and in the spine. And for those of you who I have to confess, I'm one of these, I'm goal-oriented. Let's try lifting both arms and both legs. Maintaining that sense of length. So you could again just not even lift, just unweight a little bit. If you find that that sense of length gets compromised, because this is going to be the most difficult thing. Lifting like this and maintaining length is a challenge. When you feel that that length is compromised, where is it compromised? Is it in the back of the neck? Is it in the low back? Pause. Press your two arms into the floor again. Keeping the length. And now, as you press your two arms into the floor, gently lift your head. Keep the length. Keep the length in the breath. You only have to lift the head a millimeter. You actually need to lift the head less. Your only task is to lift the head while maintaining length in the spine. You can lift and lower it. It's not lifting and holding it. And let's leave all this and roll over onto your back. Much. Getting a sense of how you're making contact. What parts of yourself are you more aware of? Without doing anything extraneous. Reinvigorate that sense of lengthening in the lungs for yourself. So on the inhale, the lungs lengthen down to the waist and up towards the top of the shoulders. And what do you sense now in terms of the lengthening of your head? Can you get a feeling, a stronger feeling than you did before? Of the head lengthening up towards the back of the room, along the floor towards the back of the room. Is it more clear now? Can you feel that perhaps the feet lengthen a little bit down along the floor away from you? In your self-image, is your spine a little bit more, I don't know what to call it. I get the sense that the spine gets a little bit more lit up. I just feel my spine more clearly. And just leave it, and now just don't worry about the breath again. Any old breathing now will do.
And come to standing. And just come to standing. It's probably best on the hardwood floor because the mats are a little soft.
And pay attention now to how you're breathing and standing. Pay attention to how your head and your torso are oriented now over your pelvis. Is there a greater sense of length? Are you breathing a little bit more freely? And walk around the room a little bit. And maybe you'll find that there's some other changes that have occurred throughout this. That's it.